All right, post-game wrap time here at Oracle Park. The Giants fall 10-1 to the Padres. Padres sweep the series, a couple of one-run games Friday and Saturday, and today just not the Giants' day. I mean, Alex Wood, you could kind of tell early, you know, that first inning. It was only one run, but there was a lot of loud contact, and everything was 100-plus miles an hour off the bat. Padres were looking very comfortable there offensively, and they just never let up. Knocked them out in the fourth, and they were well on their way. 17 hits today. If you're the Giants, you try and just wash it away, right?
Yeah, well, you know, some days you go out there as a starting pitcher, and you know, we've talked about Alex Wood's been really good about following a Giants loss last year. He was 12-1, and you just expect him. He's going to go out and he's going to work quick and put up some quick zeros, and then there's the weird start that you get where, you know, everything just kind of goes against you. Like balls that are on the outside corner, you don't get. They're called balls instead of strikes. And there were like four of those in the first inning. And then, you know, balls just, you know, find a hole. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're pitching. Like, I feel better than what these results are giving me right here. It's just the weirdest thing. Some days you're just not supposed to win. And you couple that with this Mackenzie Gore, this young left-hander, the former first-round pick for the Padres, he was spectacular. But the resounding theme of this whole weekend from watching the Padres, and we said coming into game one on Friday night, this is a team that doesn't beat themselves. They're an extremely good defensive team, and they outpicked the Giants defensively, and that had everything to do with them sweeping the series.
Well, I got another solution.
What's that?
When Machado gets in the elevator at the hotel, the elevator's got to break down.
Yeah, let's just keep him in there for 5 hours.
From getting to the ballpark, whatever it is, something. Because he was fantastic. I mean, how many times you see a guy get four extra base hits in a game? Two, by the way, off of a defender's glove.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, four extra base hits.
And he wasn't really hitting the ball any harder today than the rest of the series. He was just hitting shots over and over and over again, really. I mean, he's been a top player for a long time, but it's almost like he's moved up a level.
Yeah, Mike said he's at the avoid level now.
Yeah. Yeah. Triple AC, avoid at all cost. And he's earned that status.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he's out of town. And you know what? The team that's coming in, and I know we can talk about that the next segment, but they're pretty good too. So
yeah.
You better be on your heels.
Yeah, four extra base hits. Machado had never done it. That was a career high for him today. So Padres get the sweep, 10-1, the final. We're going to pick some players next. All right, post-game wrap, part two, following this 10-1 loss. Picking some players? Not a lot.
Smoothie, what do you got?
I'll take the finest pitcher on the field today, and that was Luis Gonzalez. Pretty simple.
I agree. Yeah. Two relief appearances, 3 1/3, hasn't given him anything, and he's 2-for-2 with a home run.
No. Finest hitting pitcher in the league.
He's got to be considered for the All-Star team.
Absolutely.
It was kind of cool because he'd thrown nothing but those little slow Ephus pitches or whatever, and then all of a sudden he threw one 86 miles an hour, and the crowd was into it. They went nuts over that. That was cool.
Oh, very good.
It was the only one of those he threw.
Good pick, Kite.
You know, a beer in slow pitch softball, if you're playing slow pitch softball and you strike out, you have to buy a keg of beer or a case of beer for everybody. That's the deal. And I was thinking about that today watching Luis Gonzalez because he was throwing 43 mile an hour gravity sinkers. They were rainbows. I wish he would have struck somebody out. It's about the only thing he didn't do.
Fielded his position well, too. Yeah. Good stuff. Luis Gonzalez. John, who do you have?
Well, I'm going to go with Manny Machado because, man, he was the best player in the field. And, you know, they're missing one of their biggest stars, Tatis. And Machado, it's hard to imagine that they would be better than what they are right now if Tatis was around. So Machado's doing it all. He's on the bases, with the bat, in the field, you name it. So Manny Machado, I'm going with him. The heck with it.
Very good.
Yeah, good one. That's a good one. He earned it.
Eight hits in the series, and four extra base hits today. All right, I'll go with Mike Yastrzemski. He had the double.
Wait, wait, wait. It's not your turn, Joe.
I thought I get to pick.
No, you get to pick, but not yet, Joe.
Oh. Are you going to take Yastrzemski?
Well, all right, go ahead.
Thank you, Mike.
Joe, I mean, you were jumping the gun.
Who are you
there.
Picking, Joe?
Going with Mike Yastrzemski.
What?
Sorry, Mike.
You took my guy. Totally good. So why are you taking him?
Well, he hit the double that set up the only Giants run today. And you get the hit that sets up the only run, then that's who I want to pick.
Yeah.
And he's had a good swing going all week.
It was really the high water mark for the Giants. And all of a sudden you think, hey, maybe they get two or three here. And it's only the fourth inning and whatnot. But it didn't work out that way. But it's great to see him do that against a left-handed pitch. He's hitting well against lefties like he did his first 2 years here. So, cool.
Good pick, Joe.
Thank you.
And good job this weekend, too, by the way.
I appreciate
Very
it.
Very great job, Joe.
Okay, then I'm going to take Mauricio Jovera. I think what he has done has just been fun to watch. I mean, he's established himself. I mean, he's got great stuff. So I like watching him come out of the pen and take the ball. Pitch well today, I'm taking him. Mauricio Jovera.
He's good.
Yeah,
he's good. I've decided, hey, that guy's pretty good.
I like him.
He's going to stick around.
All right. Yeah, went through the heart of the order each of the last 2 days. All right, time for What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Doesn't get any easier. Mets are in. They just shut out the Rockies in Denver today. And they'll be in for three games. Alex Cobb tomorrow trying to stop this four-game skid.
Yeah, we need a stop job in runs. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, they need to clean everything up. They need to go a little bit deeper with their starter. They need to play better defense. They just need to play better baseball. We said it coming into the series with the Padres that the Padres aren't going to beat themselves, and they didn't. And you can say the same thing about the Mets. They are not going to beat themselves. You got to play good baseball.
All right. Giants will see the Mets for the second time this season. Tomorrow night, the opener of that three-game series. That's What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. John's coming back with all of the highlights after this.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.